there was an atmosphere, I want to have an atmosphere. Come on, like, crush three. Touch somebody, you know, come on, come away from that bar. I'll be shutting in a minute, think you died. Come on. Come on out of that back hobble. Come on, but I can see you. One of our best friends, live on stage, our sound engineer, give him a round of applause. Yeah, that's an idea, turn the jukebox off, and then we'll get the monitor sorted. Anyway, hello, welcome to Bristol. I've never been here, this is the biggest room I've ever been in Bristol. Last time, hand up everybody that was in the Albert Hall where we get everything fixed. Hand up everybody, yeah. It was, yeah, bloody hell. Have they ever fixed the floor? Bloody hell. It's a bit scary. So this is really nice. So hand up everybody that's here tonight. Now we're talking. Thank you. Hey. country songs and said it's possible. She danced too fast, she drank too much, and hanging on her every move to sad young man. All that long I talked to her, I danced with her, I sang her songs two nights too long. When I dropped her home at night, she turns to me and asks me, what is wrong with her?
They've all gone wrong.
yourself, don't worry.
Pin my sail upon my mast, and I will set sail for the sea. When I'm there, I'll sing my song against the wind.
But that's just me. Ladies and gentlemen, on the violin, Mr. Leonard Scott.
I'm not afraid to ask for time. 5 minutes ain't your piece too long. When you see what I will give them when they ask me what I'll be.
Just to sort of stand here and play music. Because we like to get the audience to know us, and for us to get to know the audience. But more than that, for the audience to get to know each other. Because you come to these concerts, don't you, you stand there, quite a lag, and you're not really interested in the person that's standing beside you. And because, you never know, you might meet your future husband or wife or lover or anything, and isn't that exciting? Isn't that amazing? So, I think, first of all, you're all still far too far away, so I think we should start by crushing it forward. Thank you, girls and boys, lads and lads. Come on, everybody, all you cool dudes at the bar, guys, fuck off. I can hear you. Oh, I want you to touch somebody you would normally have touched, so I want you to put your drinks on the floor. Come on, everybody, drinks on the floor. Come on, lads. Oh, pint of lager, a bottle of beer. Come on, put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. Come on, hold. No. That's, you know then. Come on, put your hands up. Everybody, the whole place is doing our remote work. Come on, everybody. And I want you to reach over and hold on to the person that's standing beside you. Come on. Come on, everybody, come on. Whole place, hold on to some hands. Grip those hands. Touch those hands. Feel the blood circulating through their veins. Now, I want to see you swinging. Can you manage? Come on. Whole place, come on. From the whole of Bristol. Come on, you guys at the back. Oh, fuck, so you all swing. Come on, I can see you. And you're going to keep singing right to the end, right? I'm taking my time, I'll do it right, I won't take second chance. I keep my standards high, I won't let them drop upon the stances. We can see what I will give them when they ask me what I'll be. Keep swinging, come on. Don't hold your breath too long and wait for me to sing my song. Cause all the songs will sound the same and I know that's just wrong. Don't hold your breath too long and wait. That's just me. Come on, keep swinging, come on. That's just me. Hey. That's just me. That's just me. Me, 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 me. Wow, now we're talking. Hello! That's better, we're all standing there. It's Thursday night. I have got work in the morning. Never mind. Never mind. Work's not for another 3 or 4 hours yet. You're all right. Anyway, we've come special. This is really good. We did a great gig last night in Cambridge. We've had a great tour. And I was really looking forward to coming back and meeting all the friends that we've got in Bristol. But especially a long-lost relation of mine. And I want you to put your hands together, please, for my long-lost great Auntie May, who's standing down there. Come on. Give her a hand of applause. Last in Bristol, a hell of a lot has happened to the Shetlands. You might have been, I don't know if you're all paying attention to the news and everything like that, but Shetland had a little, Scotland had a little election, yeah? On the 11th of September, were you aware of that? Yeah! And what have they gone and done? They've devolved. They've gone, they've no longer not devolved, whatever that means. Well, they made a big mistake because the Shetland Islands actually never ever belonged to Scotland. We used to belong to Denmark and we were given as a wedding present to James I. Before he became James VI of England and Scotland. So Shetland went from Denmark to Scotland or England or Great Britain before the Act of the Union. So we're going back to Denmark. So we're going to play some Danish tunes that are John Clark here. This is Mr. John Clark here on the bass guitar. Give him a round of applause. He's a full-blown dean! We're going to play some Danish tunes. Hands up any people from Denmark here. Yeah, it's a bastard. 54% tax we've got to pay.
Thank you.
woke up sweaty, alone in an empty bed. The memories of promises flashing round his head. He'd no idea where he was or what he had to do. Could be washed, he dressed himself, stood staring at the
you all clapping again, come on. You're all far too far away. Got too many pints of lager in your hands. Come on, everybody, hands above the head. Come on, let's get some noise. How about the feet stamp? Come on. Hop, good wooden floor. Get some of these high heel boots. Listen to your mouth, horns in your mouth for me. And I want you to sing along to Shetland hymn. Now, Shetland hymns are slightly different from hymns down here, is that they've all got choruses. Yeah, so when you start joining, it's dead easy because this chorus has only got three words. And two of them are the same. So even I can manage that. But I want to hear the whole of this beautiful Bristol audience sing along with our Shetland hymn. Can you manage that? I'll sing the words to you and you can shout them back at me, okay? It's dead simple. All it is this. Just 1, 2, 3, 4. More and more! That's all you do! After four. After four. We go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
More and more!
That is absolutely pathetic! Okay, it's a bit kind of moving out here, but I want everybody singing it. After four. More and more. You understand? More and more. These are very simple words. For simple people like myself, but I want you all to do it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
More and more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
More and more.
Sing it to me. 1, 2, 3, 4.
More and more.
Now we're getting there. 1, 2, 3, 4.
More and more.
You'll know when it comes in, okay?
We'll be right back.
kill me, leave it alone. My conscience tells me, cross over to the other side of the road. If I see someone stumble, I gotta stop and let them pick it up. See someone crying in the corner of a lonely room, I'm gonna help them. But I don't know, think about you. What you're thinking, yeah, you. What you going through? What you doing when you do the things you do? Just a normal kind of helping hand. To wear a t-shirt, you'll even sing the song. But not the lyrics, but the words come out all wrong. Your mind is hurt, now you better have your pick it up. Cause I don't know, think about you. What you're thinking, what you're going to do. What you're doing, when you do the things you do. Country. In fact, it's still pretty poor. It's a bit of a fucking rock, really. In one of the old days, the turn of the century, the way they used to supplement their income to do a bit of smuggling. And one of the places that the fishermen, the poor fishermen, used to go and smuggle things to is the Faroe Islands, because it's pretty close. It's only about 8 hours in a boat. And they used to take cargoes of rum all the way to the Faroe Islands. And when they get there, it'd be a bit like this, you'd be in some fisherman's hut, dividing up the spoils of the smuggling ship. There would always be a shepherd there with a fiddle. There would always be a Faroe man with a fiddle. And there was many a good night for tunes and music. There's a whole sort of like history of tunes that were brought back to the Shetland Islands, especially for the Shetlanders to play in memory of these rum smuggling days. And I think this next tune is one of the nicest ones. It's called Pharaoh Rum Funmailer. So, but we need to sort of like recreate this kind of sort of the atmosphere of one of these fishing huts a little bit more. So first of all, we're going to start stamping your feet. Everybody, come on. Hopefully, come on. Of the hands. Right? I need everybody here. And then I think we need the fiddle. You think we need the fiddle?
Yeah.
Do we need the fiddle?
Yeah.
So do I. Ladies and gentlemen, on the violin tonight, all the way from Pharaoh, Mr. Leonard Scullin and Pharaoh Rum. Competition, and it had prize money, £555 prize money, and they brought up a whole group of scientists from the Northern College in Aberdeen. with all these seismic things that went but they brought up these high-speed cameras and a stroboscopic light and a stopwatch, and they had a competition in the Shetlands for the fastest bowing arm on Shetland. And Leonard won! Now, if I told you that he was doing 187 kilometres an hour for a 2 minute period, would you be impressed? Yeah. Would you like to hear the tune that he did it to it? Well, you want to hear this. It is quite, it's pretty swish, I think it is. But what he did was he had a whole heap of, he comes from Scalloway. Scalloway is kind of like, I don't know, what's the rough end of Bristol? I'm sure there isn't any, but you're all saying different places, I'm not going to get into this. He comes from Scalloway. Shall I say that you don't go to Scalloway on a dark Saturday night unless you're sort of like a Scalloway man? And he is one. So he's kind of, so he brought all this half of the Shetland Scalloway football team, some of these friends. And they sat in the audience and they clapped. And the faster they clapped, the faster he went. So if you want to get him going fast, you all have to clap. So, ladies and gentlemen, we call him the Woos, which is a Shetland word meaning the fifth leg of a pony. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and get him going. Mr. Leonard, the Woos, Scott! think we should introduce the band, and you should all scream at the appropriate moment. I personally think they're all wonderful. I'm in love with them all. Especially one. But I can't tell you that because it would just ruin the magic of it all. Ladies and gentlemen, on the bass guitar, give him a round of applause. He's wait for a whoa, wait till I tell you who he is. A distant cousin of the very Duke of Gloucester. Yeah. Oh, and all that kind of I don't understand all that, but it's not in Danish. Mr. John the Fly Clark! This is a special person, this is special, this is my little sister. She stands there every night, we've been on tour for 2 weeks and she forgot to pack any underwear and she's not wearing any knickers. Ladies and gentlemen, Fiona Johnson on the piano! It's very good. I'll never see her bend over. Can I get a little bit more banjo? Yeah. Anyway, he sits at the back. He's from a little place called Quarth, which is the gambling and red-light district capital of the whole of the Shetland Islands. Suffice to say, I won't say what he used to do before he came and joined the band. Mr. Russell Saga Gear on the drums. I'm going to introduce myself. I don't normally introduce myself, but it's a big year for me. This is the year. I didn't originally come from Shetland, but I've lived there for... This is my 10th year. And this year, I get the passport. I don't know how much that means to me. But I have a son. We live in a little village called Vidlin. This is wise old man community. Aye, boy, you'll never be a Vidlin man. Your son is a Vidlin man. Yeah, I'll never be a Vidlin man, but this year, I'm a Vidlin man. I'm Paul Johnson. I hope you had a good night, because I fucking have. Thank you very much. Thank you.
the sun's high, the rain's soft. See with the gate, the gate. I'm standing by the happy flag at dawn.
My journey was great, I was having so much fun.
someone at his bar a new album! Obviously because we're now part of the Danish governmental system. Finally, we now have 54% income tax. I feel that the asking price of the CD that we're trying to sell to you is actually half what it should be sold at in 2 weeks. You should be selling it to you at £26, which is the Danish import price. £13 that we're asking you for, I think, is very reasonable. Well, it's all gone quiet, isn't it? Anyway, thank you, Ben. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're bloody marvellous. Brilliant. Honestly. This is Leonard Skolling on the violin. Give him a round of applause. They always get this reputation of being playing really fast tunes. He's going to play a slow air now. So hand up everyone that's in love. Aww, you wish you were. I'm in love. This is a lovely tune. It's called The Sweetness of Mary. Put your hands together, please. Mr. Leonard Hrushkoli.
Thank you.
moments, why it's just come out the moment. But I've never found something. So serene, he's got a TV in every room. But I've never found something. So I'm a little girl. But there's complaint about it. I'm a little girl. Cause you don't understand. We should come, let's go. Oh, you know my soul. Make it hard for me to see. Does that secret stray? Is he far away? Need a change of scenery.
Go home to bed because you're working tomorrow. And you're, I'm going to tell another true story. First, I'm going to tell a quick true story. The reason that we want you to buy the CD or the T-shirt or the new Rock Salt Nails family pack of condoms is because we need the money. I hope you've had a good time because we have. We're Rock Salt Nails. If you want to tell us who you are, and we'll send you a Christmas card from the Shell Manners. Give us your name and address in our mailing list, and we'll see you all again next year. Thank you very much. Round of applause for all the people in this place. Fucking marvelous. Good night. Thank you. I try to make you. Thank you very much. See you again. Bye-bye.